It has to do with the way our society presents the models. I think money represents the biggest asset and the value. This is where we put values. We don't put values on the education or raising children with moral values. And I think because of lack of morals, the money became the god of the society, and it doesn't matter how you earn the money. So even children are sold. Last month I had a series of interviews with the traffickers, and I asked one of them, how is it possible to sell a human being? And the reason was, I need the money. So then someone else asked, why don't you sell drugs if you need the money? Why sell another human being? And the answer was, well, to sell drugs, you need the capital. You need money to buy the drugs. But with the girls, it's different. You just lie to them, and you're set in your business.
Italy and Spain are sadly two of the principal destinations for human traffickers. What means can be adopted to end this kind of human trafficking?
I'm not sure what happens in Italy. If we talk about cultural background, but in Romania, the man is the head of the family, and you don't rebel against the head of the family. So if the husband will abuse the wife or the children, that's part of the education. This is how they say. It's also a way of saying in Romania, a parent has all the rights on a child, even life. Many times they say, you know, I brought you into this world, I can take you out of the world. And that's wrong. So education programs for parents, teaching them unconditional love would be a first step, and less violence in the family would help also when we talk about trafficking, because a lot of the girls are coming from dysfunctional families. The reason we have Italy and Spain the top of the list, they're different. In Spain, for example, there is no awareness of trafficking. They do talk about trafficking. They acknowledge the fact that this phenomenon exists, but they treat the girls on the street as prostitutes. They don't make the link between trafficking and prostitution. And because they don't have legislation, of course, traffickers go there because it's easy for them to sell the girls and make the money. In Italy, the thing changed, and the modus operandi in Italy turned into the lover boy method. This is what the most used. They promise the girls that they will marry them. They come to Italy to make money, to work and make money. And then as soon as they're in Italy, the girls will be forced to work on the street. But it's difficult for the law enforcement to get the statement, a complaint from the girl, because in her mind, this is her future husband. So even if he abuses her, it doesn't matter. He loves her. And sometimes you have a guy with three fiancés on the streets, like, and they don't know about each other. One works on the corner, the other one in a different corner, and they all think that he will marry them.
In your book, you tell not only stories of great suffering, but also of great hope. Can you give us an example of one of these young women hoping for a new life?
It's very difficult to choose a story because every single girl that comes in the shelter, in our care, it's a symbol. It's a symbol of courage because I cannot imagine going through what they've been through, humiliated and exploited. They still have the courage to pick up the pieces and go further. And what amazes me is the courage that they have to trust people again. And for that, I think every one of them needs to be commended. I will give the example of the last girl that came into our shelter very, very abused by her mother first and then by her trafficker. I think that love makes the difference for these girls, unconditional love, as I mentioned before, because when she came in the shelter, she was cutting herself. Her arms were, every day were bleeding because she was self-mutilating herself. She looked very rough. She was like a wild cat, basically. She was arguing all the time. She was fighting with all the girls. And during the counseling, I made sure that she hears the approval, of her being, but not of her behavior. And I made sure that I bring up the good in her all the time. So now she's with us for 1 year and 2 months. She came when she was 15, and she goes to school. She's a student now in high school, yeah, with good results, but her face changed totally. She's a totally transformed child.